Hi there. Welcome to this sober coaching message for the Sobriety Starter Kit. In this message, I want to talk about what happens to almost everybody in early sobriety during the witching hour. Typically, the witching hour happens somewhere between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. And as you're getting started on your sober journey, as you're working to quit drinking, it's important for you to know that in the early days, you are going to want to drink during the witching hour. The thoughts are going to go through your head that you deserve a glass of wine, that this is all too hard, that even though you woke up this morning and promised yourself that you wouldn't drink today, that it really isn't that big of a deal, and that you need a drink to relax, and that you'll start again tomorrow. I want you to know that these thoughts and this desire to drink is a normal part of the process. Everybody goes through it. And I want to help you wrap your head around some techniques and tips for how to get through the witching hour in early sobriety. Understanding this part of the day, this part of quitting drinking, is really critical to getting you past those groundhog days that you've been living in for years, past the cycle of deciding you're not going to drink in the morning, and then by 6 p.m. driving to get a bottle of wine for the night ahead. I'm Casey McGuire Davidson, and I'm a certified life coach who works with women who are reevaluating their relationship with alcohol and have decided that drinking isn't working in their lives anymore. You can find out more about my work and additional support resources on my website, hellosomedaycoaching.com. And you can also sign up for my free Sober Girl's Guide to Quitting Drinking at sobrietystarterkit.com. In the free guide, you'll find my 30 tips for your first 30 days, as well as links to resources that will help you reevaluate your relationship with alcohol at no cost. So let's talk about what happens during the witching hour in early sobriety. I'm curious if you've experienced this yourself. You'll wake up after another night of too much wine, feeling terrible. You'll decide that you don't want to do this anymore. You want to feel healthy, optimistic, happy, and proud of yourself. Drinking isn't good for you. You feel terrible and anxious. You want more out of your days and out of your life. That's it, you decide. You're ready to stop. You're ready to see what life without headaches and hangovers feels like. You feel solid in your decision and calm until about 4 p.m. At that time, you start to wonder if you actually have a problem with alcohol. You'll list the reasons in your head why you're not that bad. You don't need booze in the morning. You don't drink every day. You still have a house, a job, a partner, children who love you. Insert your reason here. You will begin writing your "I don't really have a problem" story in your head. Almost everyone, regardless of how much or how often you drink or where in your life you are with your life situation or your relationship with alcohol, will convince themselves that they really don't have a problem with drinking around 5 p.m. It's predictable and it's not a coincidence. The voice and the words you hear in your head telling you it's okay to drink or you'll start again tomorrow, or maybe you'll just have one, are the same for everybody. And those voices are lying to you. It's possible that you don't want to hear this, but people who are not dependent on alcohol don't think these things. At this stage, during the witching hour, on your day one, or on your day four, or on your day six, it's going to be hard for you to just get past the 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. hours. Now, if you could really take it or leave it, you could leave it right now without any effort whatsoever. You can't. It's hard for you, and it's not your fault. It's not a moral thing. Right now, you are rationalizing whether you actually have a problem with alcohol and whether you really need to quit drinking. And your rationalizations about your drinking, which weirdly always coincide with happy hour, are the reason that you need to buckle down and just get through this, if only so that you get to experience the other side. You will understand this more later, and you will kick yourself for not stopping much sooner. But drinking is weighing you down, physically, mentally, and spiritually, much more than you realize. Drinking and recovering from drinking is a backpack of rocks that you are carrying around with you every single day. And as soon as you're able to put down that backpack and walk away from it, you will be amazed at how much lighter you feel, both in your body and in your mind. But for now, in early sobriety, during the witching hour, you just need to get through tonight. So here are some strategies to get you through the 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. hours in the early days. One, try to eat something filling right about 4 p.m., something with protein. I always like peanut butter and rice cakes, or hummus and vegetables, or a smoothie with chocolate protein powder, a banana and peanut butter in it. You want anything that tastes good and will fill you up. You don't want to be driving home from work or driving past the grocery store or the liquor store or walking into your house hungry when you're trying not to drink that night. Also, tap into sources of sober support around 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. That's right during the start of the witching hour. Go for a walk and listen to a sober audiobook. Listen to a podcast on your drive home from work. The She Recovers podcast is a good one. The Bubble Hour podcast is a good one. There are tons of other resources out there that are great. There are great books on tape like Bell Robertson's Tired of Thinking About Drinking. That's a great audiobook. I remember I used to listen to the Bubble Hour every day when I was driving home in early sobriety and I was trying to not stop for a bottle of wine for the night before I picked my son up at daycare. The struggle is real and it happens for everybody. There's nothing wrong with you. This is just a part of the process. Number three, talk to your partner or your roommate and say, I'm on a health kick. I'm not drinking for X amount of days. You could say 1 week, 10 days, 30 days, whatever. So please help me find other things to drink or to do or to think about tonight that isn't a glass of wine. Number four, it's really important that you don't have alcohol in your house. Your witching hours will pass, but willpower will only take you so far if you have a bottle of wine or beer or your drink of choice around you. Number five, take a bath and go to bed early with a good book or a new show to watch or binge. It is really helpful to eat early and then put the day and the evening to bed. You will not have to do this forever, but in your first few days, in your first week, close the kitchen, close the living room where you normally sit around drinking after the kids go to bed, head up to your own room and make it a little spa night. Turn on your essential oils diffuser, light a candle, pull out a great book or a binge-worthy show, get into your PJs and rest and relax. It's important that you know that this is temporary. What you are going through right now is absolutely the hardest part. I promise you that. Once you get through the first 4 days, the first 6 days, the first 10 days, it gets so much easier. Tell yourself to hold on for the good part. Tell yourself that you know what your life looks like when you're drinking every night. You know what it's like to white knuckle it to get 4 days and then to drink. Don't you want to know what it looks like, what your life looks like and feels like, and how your moods will change when you get to the other side of early sobriety? It is awesome. You can also reach out and talk to someone who gets it. I promise you, there are so many women out here who know where you are right now, know what this feels like, and will encourage you and be your cheerleader and offer tons of helpful suggestions and hold your hand and distract you and basically get you through your witching hours in the first week or two. And for support and community, You have a lot of options here. You can join an online group of folks who are quitting drinking, and I have a couple recommendations of those. They're secret Facebook groups. No one knows you're in them. No one except the people in that group will ever see that you're a member or that you post. But in my 30-day Sober Girls Guide, which you can get at sobrietystarterkit.com, there are a lot of suggestions of sources of support you can go to. You can also work with a sober coach like me to offer daily support and resources and accountability as you get sober momentum and help you reframe drinking in your mind and in your life. My private clients email me every day and sometimes twice a day in early sobriety, especially before and after the witching hour. It helps so much to tap into and identify what emotions you're feeling and to get feedback on other options you have to get through the evening and get to the next morning. Now, as you're thinking about this, make your plan for how you want to get through the witching hour. Everyone has certain times of day or places or situations where you're used to drinking. And in the beginning, it's really helpful to change your schedule, to be somewhere different, to get some sober momentum and get past the witching hour. So think about it right now. What times of day and where are you used to drinking? Do you open the wine the minute you walk in your door from work? Do you go with colleagues to a post-work happy hour on a regular basis? Do you drink when you're cooking dinner or watching TV or doing the dishes? Or do you wait until after the kids go to bed to reward yourself for getting through the time period when they're melting down? Do you typically drink at dinners out with friends or on date nights? Your homework is to figure out what times of day or situations are your moments of weakness and to plan for them. If you stop for alcohol in the evening every night when driving home, plan in advance how you will avoid that. Some people drive a different route home. Some people talk on the phone to someone who won't understand that they need to stop for a bottle of wine when they're driving home so that they just drive straight from work to home or from work to their kids' daycare. You can listen to sober audios like I did from when you leave your desk to when you get home to remembering why you're doing this. Some people decide to go to a yoga class every day to get them through the witching hour, or they go to a movie, or they sit in a coffee shop so they're not home and they're not around wine. People take a walk and go to the gym and just sit in the steam room for a while or do laps in a pool. Change your routines. If you drink when out with friends or at dinner parties, don't plan them for a while. Decide to meet your friends for Sunday brunch instead of a Saturday night out. Decide to meet them at a yoga class. Decide to go for a walk. Do a mid-morning picnic in the park with kids instead of an afternoon wine-soaked play date. Go to bed really, really early with a good book. Start taking long baths at 7 p.m. and ask someone else to get the kids dinner. Be kind to yourself. You are doing a very hard thing. If you are committed to releasing the weight that's been chained to your ankle for so long and you've been dragging around with you for years, you need to power through the witching hours. You need to just get through 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the early week when it's really hard. The beginning is the most difficult part, but it is so worth it. And if you would like more personalized one-on-one support, accountability, and coaching, please contact me. I'll set up a free 30-minute call with you. You can learn more about me and how I work with women like you and decide if it's a fit for what you need. Either way, I want you to know from this message that what you're going through is normal and it's part of the process. There is nothing wrong with you. If you declare that you are never going to drink again or are taking a week off or are not going to drink for X number of days, and that very night you really want to buy another bottle of wine, that is normal. If you sleep terribly in the beginning when you thought that giving up wine would finally let you sleep through the night, that is normal. If you sweat a lot in the beginning when you're sleeping at night, that is normal. It is part of the process. It gets better. Just get through to day 8. Just get through to day 9. You can do this, and I am rooting for you. thank you for listening.